An exciting day, to say the least, in the NFL as Week 7 continues on the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. Stormy Bonantoni here live at the Hustlin' and Bustlin' Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook. We've got Brady Cannon over at our VSiN studio at the South Point. And before we went to break, I made a fool of myself. So thank you for correcting me. I was not paying attention to field position in that Titans game. Ben Roethlisberger picked off in the end zone there. And just a quick note in the Falcons and Lions game. Falcons, Todd Gurley scores, but he tried to stop himself right at the line because he didn't want to give the Lions the ball back with a minute to go. He does score on that touchdown. Atlanta did go for two, so they lead it 22-16, but Detroit has the ball now with a minute 4 to go in a really, really tight, exciting game there.
Yeah, that was very interesting, Stormy. I think he was maybe trying to stop, you know, just at the 1-inch line and maybe just line up for a field goal and bleed the clock all the way down. Now, Matthew Stafford and company still have a minute left to go in this ball game. Trailing by 6, Raheem Morris opted to go for a 2-point conversion with a 4-point lead. It was 20-16. They do convert with Matt Ryan hitting Calvin Ridley for the conversion. So 22-16 now as Matthew Stafford completes to Golladay. 57 seconds left in this game. That'll be a first down for, well, now maybe they're calling it incomplete that he was out of bounds. This is odd. But anyway, Stafford and company, and maybe he did not get a second foot down there. They'll take a look at this one. But Detroit, with 57 seconds left in this ball game, to try and get a touchdown on the board. And obviously, this is really interesting from a spread perspective. If you had the Lions catching a couple points, you would have loved for Todd Gurley to have been kept out of the end zone and add that field goal. That would have been a winner for you. But now you're relying on Matthew Stafford to make a comeback here in the fourth quarter. He does convert on a first down there, and they will move the chains. Now 45 seconds left in that contest, and the clock is ticking. Now the Titans, you mentioned that interception of Ben Roethlisberger in the end zone. Ryan Tannehill and company now moving the ball down the field with a minute and 41 seconds left in the ball game. On 3rd and 1, he converts a first down. They're into Pittsburgh territory, now at about the 40-yard line. Worst case scenario here, Stormy, they're looking for a field goal to tie things up. What a ball game. And also Cleveland and Cincinnati, the Bengals now have the lead again in an absolute seesaw affair. A minute left for Baker Mayfield and company to try and get a field goal to tie this one up at 34 apiece.
Yeah, so 3 games all that we are watching screen to screen to screen, keeping an eye on and seeing what transpires with time winding down. And I just got to say, in this Lions-Falcons game, Matt Stafford just made a clutch pass to get across midfield. And if there is one guy that for whatever reason is really great in a comeback spot and in 2-minute drill, it's that guy. I don't know what it is. So I think Falcons fans that are dedicated to this team are a little bit nervous right now because of what Matt Stafford's capable of doing late in games.
No, you're right. He is really a magician as far as fourth quarter comebacks. And unfortunately for his team, he's had a lot of practice at it. They're often behind in
yes,
the fourth
very
quarter,
true.
And Stafford is able to pad his stats quite a bit in comeback fashion. But I think he's a really heck of a player. Obviously at Georgia and now with the Lions, he's been a very good quarterback for a long time. He's back to pass now on 2nd and 10, and that looks complete, Stormy. Wow, down to about the 7-yard line, he hits Golladay with 8 seconds left in the ball game. Ryan Tannehill also complete to about the Pittsburgh 25-yard line. Things are going crazy here, my friend. Now, a couple of games that did go final. The Packers get it done over the Houston Texans. It looks like 35-20 is the final there. I also believe the Buffalo Bills were a final. They recovered a fumble from the New York Jets as Sam Darnold and company were trying to mount a comeback there. 18-10, I believe, was the final there. But a couple of exciting ones coming down to the last few seconds here between Pittsburgh and Tennessee and Atlanta and Detroit.
Yeah, an absolutely wild finish to our morning, early afternoon games around the country. And I got to say, Brady, I've loved your takes on all of this. And you should consider play-by-play, I think, maybe. Very good stuff. We are here on the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. Stormy Bonantoni and Brady Cannon with you, having a lot of fun. And we will be back to keep you updated on everything that is going on in the NFL as these games wind down.
First and goal now, Stormy, for the first and goal for the Detroit Lions now. And it looks like they're reviewing this play. Kenny Golladay was the receiver that caught the ball from Stafford. And it looks like he's down at about the 7 or 8 yard line. But I guess they're taking a look at it just to make sure it was a catch. I believe it was called a catch on the field. 3 seconds left in this ball game. This is really interesting. So if this stands, the Lions are basically going to have one play to try and tie this game with a touchdown, possibly win the game with the extra point. 27-24, the Pittsburgh Steelers leading the Tennessee Titans with 45 seconds left in this game, and it looks like the drive has stalled here for a timeout, another review in that situation. Now they're back in action with Ryan Tannehill behind center at the 35-yard line of the Pittsburgh Steelers, 2nd and 20, so it looks like possibly a penalty there on Tennessee that interrupted that drive. He throws for a complete pass, gets about 10 yards back. They'll be at about the Pittsburgh 27-yard line or so now with under 30 seconds left to go in this ball game. Baker Mayfield and the Browns trying to mount a comeback of their own with 40 seconds left in that affair, and they are trailing Cincinnati 34-31.
Okay, Brady, so do you have an inkling in any of these games as Ryan Tannehill airs it out, tries to throw one up into the end zone but is no good? Do you have an inkling in any of these games, any of these teams trying to make these last-second comebacks, who's going to do what?
I have a good feeling about Tennessee. And this team is really good. They're very well coached. I think they can win this ball game. At worst, they're going to tie it up, and we're probably headed for overtime. But well, now they're facing 4th and 13. So there's your answer. They're going to attempt the field goal here. 19 seconds left in the clock, and it looks like we'll be headed to overtime. This is a 44-yard attempt, so no chip shot indeed, and it is no good. Wow. The Pittsburgh Steelers are going to hang on. The field goal misses wide right, and Pittsburgh will get the W, 27-24, still 14 seconds left on the clock. They'll take over and take a knee, and this one is in the win column for Pittsburgh, who remains undefeated. They hand Tennessee its first loss. And the referee crew is coming back onto the field after the booth review for the Atlanta Falcons and Detroit Lions game, ruling on that catch by Kenny Golladay, trying to find out here what the ruling is. And it looks like the call will stand. So Detroit is in business, as are Detroit Lion backers. They will have first and goal, 3 seconds left in the ball game. This is probably the only play that they will have left, Stormy, and everything on the line here for the Lions and the Falcons.
Oh my goodness. And then of course they stop the clock again, 2 seconds left, and everybody's waiting, shaking in their boots to see what'll happen there. And Gostkowski very unhappy with the Tennessee Titans right now, him going wide right on that kick. We just saw him chuck a water bottle on the sideline as that game ends with the Pittsburgh Steelers winning it 27-24. And a crazy game over there. And I Stephanie very well, one of our producers here at VSiN. And last week I saw so many snaps on her Instagram about, oh, what's going on?
It's a touchdown.
It looks like
for the Lions
get in the end zone.
Yeah, really incredible. TJ Hawkinson from Matthew Stafford as the clock winds down to zero. And we have a tie ball game at 22 apiece. The extra point will be on the way here for the Detroit Lions to get out with a victory. Absolutely incredible. Matthew Stafford was flushed out of the pocket to his left. He could have probably ran for it, but he found Hawkinson there in the end zone as he falls to the ground and catches it about 3 yards deep in the pay dirt area. And wow, what, I mean, Stormy, we got a couple of ball games today that are amazing.
This is so much fun. And you know, extra points are not a gimme in this league at all. So we will have to wait and see what happens there. There's a flag on the field with Detroit and Atlanta, and a busy day. I can't get over it. A busy day. But what I was saying real quickly before, I can't even get to anything. I just keep on hearing people screaming. What's going on?
That's the life of a sports book participant, right? The cheers and the jeers. And, you know, that's why we do stuff here at the Mandalay Bay and the South Point. It's a heck of a lot of fun, a great atmosphere. We encourage the listeners and the viewers to come stop by and join the party here inside the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. And yes, that is a Cleveland Browns Browns touchdown.
Things going crazy,
Stormy. And so it was Baker Mayfield on a touchdown pass. I didn't see who the recipient was, but they are now up by 3 points, and an extra point will put them up by four with 11 seconds left in that ball game. So now the extra point is going to happen here for the Detroit Lions. There is no time on the clock. The game is over except for this final play. The extra point is on the way, and it is up and good, and the Detroit Lions are your winner. Now, there's a flag on the play. We'll see what this is.
Yep.
This may not be done yet.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. But we talked about those fourth quarter comebacks with Matt Stafford, and he goes and delivers in the 2 minute drill. I guess it was the 1 minute drill for him today. And what is that flag?
It's a penalty on the defense. Declined. So we have a final. Matt Patricia and the Detroit Lions go into Atlanta and get the win. 23-22, the game stays under the total, and the Detroit Lions, as anywhere from pick'em to 2.5-point underdogs, get the win outright. A big win on the road for Stafford and Patricia. That was the side I liked all week long. Didn't look good there towards the end with Todd Gurley scoring the touchdown, but boy, Matthew Stafford, like you said, Stormy, does it again in comeback fashion.
Another thing that didn't look good with the spread being 4 in that Cleveland-Cincinnati game, the extra point is missed by the Browns, Brady.
Wow. There you go. That's sports betting for you, right?
Oh, my goodness. Lots of oohs and ahs in the sports book behind me right now.
I imagine so. Yeah, both sides of the counter, too. Browns backers and Bengals backers, whichever side you're on there, you're either very happy or very disappointed, as the extra point is no good. So that remains a 3-point margin for the Cleveland Browns. And the Cincinnati Bengals, for the most part, were getting 3.5 points. It did dip down to 3. So worst you probably have in this game is a push. But if you laid the 4 this morning when money came in on the Browns, that's a pretty tough beat right there.
I know somebody in my household that did that, and it wasn't me, but somebody in my household did that today, so I have a feeling he's groaning a little bit right now. So
either that or throwing his beverage through the TV screen.
Yeah, I expect some angry text messages in the next commercial break, Brady, but a busy, busy day, clearly, with some exciting finishes and exciting games here on this NFL Sunday, and a number of close games throughout, not just these games that just wrapped up, but throughout the early afternoon. Do you want to give a little bit of a wrap-up just on what we saw today as these final seconds wind down on the clock?
Well, we saw the Packers, of course, handle the Houston Texans. No problem there. That was 35-20, your final. The Pittsburgh Steelers survived the missed field goal by Gostkowski and the Tennessee Titans as they were driving in the final seconds of that game. 27-24, your final there. Pittsburgh covers all numbers, really. They opened up as a 2.5-point favorite. Moved to an underdog throughout the week. Tennessee closed as a 1-point favorite there. Pittsburgh remains undefeated, 27-24, the final. Excuse me. A wild one in Detroit as the Lions get a Matthew Stafford to TJ Hawkinson touchdown with 3 seconds left on the clock. Stafford threw it down to Kenny Golladay to the 8-yard line, and that stopped the clock with 3 seconds. They reviewed it to see if it was a catch. It was called a catch on the field. They reviewed it. It looked like a catch to me here in the studio, and on the very next play, Stafford flushed out of the pocket, throws a touchdown pass. They beat the Atlanta Falcons 23-22, and we now have a final in Cleveland as they hang on for a 3-point victory over the Cincinnati Bengals, 37-34. And then, of course, the Buffalo Bills held on for an 18-10 win over the New York Jets. The Jets really cover all numbers there as an underdog, but a big sigh of relief for survivor players who were on the Buffalo Bills today as their pick to win that game outright. It didn't look good for a long time, but eventually the Buffalo Bills get it done.
You killed that roundup, my friend. Thanks so much. Giving bettors a little bit of insight on how the early morning and early afternoon wound out. And now we do have the Las Vegas Raiders and Tampa Bay Buccaneers getting underway. And Vegas already leading it 7-0. Derek Carr to Nelson Aguilar, a six-play 70-yard drive, a 21-yard pass and catch there to get things going for the Raiders today.
Well, very good. And that's a great sign, Stormy. You and I were talking about this game beforehand, and and I really didn't know what Raider team was going to show up. The one that has had problems with COVID, excuse me, and instability throughout the week, or were we going to get the Raiders team that we've seen for the first 6 weeks of this season that has been pretty darn good. And right now it looks like we're getting the good version as they take the early lead over Tampa Bay. We'll see what Tom Brady and company has in response.
Yep, he is certainly a respond type of a quarterback. Wanted to get into a couple previews now of some of these other afternoon games. We already talked Bucks Raiders. We got into 49ers Patriots a little bit. So let's go Chiefs at Broncos. Chiefs favored. It opened at -9.5. Now up to around 7, it looks like. And total on that one, 44. An AFC West showdown at Mile High today.
Yeah, a lot of weather in the Denver area there, Stormy. Stormy is appropriate. A little bit of snow in the Denver area.
I guess there you go.
I guess some wind as well. And we've seen bettors kind of play off of that and take the under as the total has dipped from about 47 now down to 45.5 at BetMGM. Like you say, Kansas City opened up as a 9.5-point favorite, and Denver has been getting the money down to 7 in a lot of stores, 7.5 at BetMGM. And I kind of agree with that. I made the number 8.5. I felt 9.5 was a little bit juicy. I ended up playing Denver on a teaser. I wasn't, you know, the Chiefs, you never know. They can explode and dominate a team. I'm not sure if they will today, but I wasn't comfortable just taking 8.5 or so. I missed the 9.5. So I went ahead and teased the Broncos up to 13. That was a 6-point teaser off of the 7. 13.5 is what I'm now getting with Denver. And I think that's a pretty good play. You know what's interesting, Stormy? In this COVID year that we have, home field advantage is really nothing. But obviously with the weather and the Mile High and the altitude, the home field advantage really still does exist for Denver. It's not about fans. It's about the climate and the altitude. So I think that is a factor here for the Denver Broncos. They played very good defense against the New England Patriots last week. And I think they can slow down the Chiefs just enough today to stay within double digits.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting one for me because my first thought as well was you have to take the weather and altitude into consideration whenever you play Denver. And I think the snow is going to make it tough for both offenses to really get moving. So I personally liked the under in that one. I'll probably be wrong because for whatever reason, totals are not my friend, Brady. But Kansas City, I have a really hard time seeing them losing to both the Raiders and the Broncos. I don't know if you feel that as well, but that's just, I have a really hard time seeing that happen in the season right now.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, obviously they're an extremely good team, and I believe their success over the Broncos is like 12 out of the last 13. And, you know, we'll see what Vic Fangio is able to come up with today. I haven't been thrilled with him as a coach. He's always been a defensive guy, and his defense is pretty good. They're going to have a tall task today against one of the best offenses in the NFL. But I'm with you, Stormy. I think the Chiefs probably come out with a victory, but I didn't want to lay the points with them. The Broncos, not only a popular bet by the Sharps today, as we've seen this number plummet by about 2.5 points, but a popular pick in the Circa Million and the Westgate Super Contest as well, as that line in the contest, I believe, was still 9.5. So with the actual line in real time coming down to 7, there was some value there for contest players.
Any thoughts on the debut of Le'Veon Bell in Chiefs red today?
You know, I'm kind of sour about it. I mean, Le'Veon Bell, you know, controversy has kind of followed him wherever he's been. He really kind of had a great career, if you will, with Pittsburgh. And then ever since then, it's just been kind of stinky. You know, I don't know how much he really cared about being in New York. Does anybody really want to play for the Jets right now? That's not a pretty situation there. And then he goes to the Chiefs, and, you know, I guess I don't know if I'm really rooting for him, Stormy. I mean, that's such a gift-wrapped present there to show up with one of the best teams in the NFL, and they get a guy with Le'Veon Bell's talent. Boy, that's a little too good for my liking.
Well, and you're seeing that with a couple of guys in the league right now that have this top-tier talent, him and Antonio Brown both, that have had these weird, tumultuous relationships for whatever reason with teams. They can't seem to, you know, have a happy feeling anywhere for whatever reason.
No, you're exactly right. And, you know, I mean, I wish guys well. I don't root against anybody. But I don't necessarily like seeing the Chiefs get more powerful than they already are, you know, especially if you're a Raiders backer or whatever team it may be. The rich getting richer there with the Kansas City Chiefs. So we'll see. Le'Veon Bell or not, I think probably 9.5 points is a few too many today. I'm not seeing a live line up updated here for the Raiders and Tampa Bay, Stormy. The Raiders, of course, with a 7-0 lead, about 8 minutes to go here, and now it pops up. The Raiders were a 4-point underdog going into this game, and now in the live market, it's basically a pick 'em. The Raiders are actually favored by a 0.5 at BetMGM as they have a 7-0 lead over Tampa Bay, and the total up to 56.5.
Interesting how that happened. So yeah, a lot of action that we have in this afternoon. Really exciting that we'll have four games. We'll continue finishing our previews of those games that are coming up in just a little bit. And a quick reminder there, Kansas City is 29-4 against division opponents against the spread. So just something to keep an eye on there. Stay with us on the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. You're watching VSiN, the sports betting network. It's a beautiful day for football as we welcome you back to the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. Stormy Bonantoni here live at the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook. And we've got Brady Cannon over at the South Point studio, just breaking down everything that we can here in the NFL today. All of our morning, early afternoon games have officially closed out. And as we look at a game underway right now, Buccaneers and Raiders tied at 7 as Brady and Succop hook up for the touchdown to tie things up.
Yeah, Tom Brady plunges in with a quarterback sneak, a signature move there by Mr. Brady, and ties it up at 7 apiece. And now your in-game line is Tampa Bay favored once again by 3.5, pretty much your closing number prior to kickoff. Interesting, Stormy, we talked about the total in the in-game market going to 56.5 when the Raiders got on the board. Now Tampa Bay responds with a touchdown of their own, and the total only goes to 57.5. So not much of a line move there as far as the total's concerned, but still pretty darn high, 57.5 points. We'll see if that comes to fruition in this game. Now, Tampa Bay has a pretty good defense. The Raiders, that's really their weak point, is their defense, but two very good offenses. And maybe you could argue that the Raiders' offense is even better than Tampa Bay. Now, did you see that weather in Denver? Do you have a screen up there? It is definitely snow on the field there at the Mile High City. I saw the game time temperature was 17 degrees, and the Denver Broncos and Philip Lindsay start out with the ball. They go off as 7-point underdogs in this one against the Chiefs.
I used to live out there in Colorado Springs, about 40 minutes outside of Denver, and being the Vegas and San Diego gal that I am, it was a very hard time for me just to live in it. I cannot imagine what it would be like having to play a football game in that kind of weather and being that cold.
Yeah, nothing new for Philip Lindsay, and you may know him having spent some time in Colorado. He's really spent his entire life there as a peewee football player in the Denver area. Of course, went to Boulder, Colorado for college, and now as an undrafted free agent, really having a great career with the Denver Broncos. I root for that kid. He's a lot of fun to watch. And right now, Denver with just underway in the ballgame, 30 seconds in, they are facing a 2nd and 16. This could be pretty tough sledding for both offenses here today in this weather, Stormy.
Yeah, we'll see what Drew Locke and Patrick Mahomes end up doing there as that game, as you said, just got underway. Another game coming up this afternoon is going to be Jaguars at Chargers. Chargers laying 8 at home. The total on that one is 49. I know the Chargers have been competitive in games, but I just thought that that was too many points.
Yeah, I agree with you, Stormy. And by the way, the 49ers and the Patriots are underway. Jimmy G just scrambled to convert a 3rd and 3. So they, I believe, are about at midfield, maybe just into Patriots territory. No score there early, but the Niners on offense first. And I agree, again, back to the Chargers and the Jaguars. The Jaguars are not a very good team. And we saw them play a couple of competitive games early in the season. Of course, they won outright against the Colts to open the season. But they've really taken a turn the other way ever since then. But I like this Chargers team. But, you know, I'm with you. 7.5, 8.5 points I thought was too many. I actually made the spread 4.5. It was the biggest discrepancy that I had all week in making my own numbers. And maybe my number is way off. But the point is, I think 7.5 or 8.5 is probably too many for the Chargers. I really love Justin Herbert. They've been great to watch in games against the Saints and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They've been they're maybe the best 1-4 team in football, but to make them a favorite of better than a touchdown, I thought was maybe a little bit aggressive.
Yeah, I agree. That number just wasn't justifiable in my opinion. And they're a team that doesn't typically cover those large numbers at home. And I agree with the love for Justin Herbert. He certainly deserves it. I just don't know if that means that at a 1-4 team against a 1-5 team deserves that large of a separation in terms of the number. I am interested to see, though, what Gardner Minshew can do, because he might have to get going with his feet a little bit in this game. And I think that that'll be a cool little battle to watch out there. In LA now, no longer San Diego, and that's something I still can't get used to either. But.
Yeah, SoFi Stadium, what a building that is. I totally agree with you as far as the number being a little bit too large. And I think, you know, the stock could probably not be any lower on the Jaguars than it currently is. And that's usually a good time to buy on a team. People are just pretty much writing off the Jaguars after backing them for the first couple of weeks of the season. Like I say, they've kind of gone downhill ever since. But I think this is kind of a low point, and you're getting a lot of points, a good spot to maybe buy on the Jaguars. We'll see what happens. I think they keep it relatively close, but probably end up losing in the end.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on it when we come back here on the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. Stay with us here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Listening to our show right now, we want you to try watching us. So starting right now, you can watch every VSiN show for free on VSiN.com. Watch Follow the Money from their new studios in Circa, Las Vegas, A Numbers Game, The Lombardi Line, My Guys in the Desert, and every VSiN program. It's all free 24/7 on VSiN.com this week. And while you're there, check out our 10-day free subscription trial to sample everything we have to offer, including the Daily Best Bets email and our Point Spread Weekly Betting Guide. This is the perfect week to get more from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Head to VSiN now to start watching for free. Welcome back to the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. Stormy Bonantoni here, live at a busy and loud Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook. Brady Cannon over at our VSiN studio in the South Point. And I just heard a little bit of screaming back here behind me. And as I turned my eye, I saw KC with a 6 on the board. What happened there?
Yeah, I believe it was Clyde Edwards-Helaire into the end zone for the Kansas City Chiefs with 9 minutes left in the first quarter. The extra point is being attempted now, but really got off to a slow start offensively in this game, and understandably with the weather, and that extra point is up and good. So Kansas City, and it was indeed Clyde Edwards-Helaire into the end zone for Kansas City, about a 12-yard scamper as they draw first blood in the Mile High City, 7-0. They lead the Denver Broncos. Again, 9 minutes left in the first quarter there. We talked about the Buccaneers and the Raiders tied at 7 apiece. They have come to the end of the first quarter there, and the Raiders are in nearly into the red zone. They're on the 24-yard line of Tampa Bay. Henry Ruggs. I tell you, Stormy, if we're going to try and convert you to become a Raiders fan, we're just going to have you watch Henry Ruggs. This guy is so exciting, so fast. He just caught a big ball from Derek Carr on a third down to convert, and they are now on their way into Tampa Bay territory. Third and four they are facing here as they begin the second quarter at Allegiant Stadium. And the 49ers are in the end zone, running back by committee. You mentioned it earlier. Raheem Mostert is going to be on IR and probably out for 3 or 4 weeks for San Francisco. It wasn't Jerick McKinnon. It was Wilson plunging into the end zone for San Francisco on their first drive. They add the extra point and lead over the Patriots 7-0. Still about 10 minutes to go in the first quarter there in Foxborough.
Yeah, Jeff Wilson, 4 carries, 12 yards on that drive and the touchdown. Then it's still scoreless for the Jaguars and Chargers game. I just saw the Chargers got a field goal up on the board. So 3-0 Los Angeles over the Jags at home in SoFi. And
that's
just
good
to
for
go
you
back
and me, Stormy.
That
if we're Jaguars backers, we like the field goal rather than the touchdown. The big play on that drive was Justin Herbert to Keenan Allen for 27 yards, but the Jaguars defense stiffens up in the red zone and they force a field goal.
What did you think about the total in that game?
You know, I'm like you. You mentioned it earlier that you're not a big totals player. It's not my forte either. I have a real tough time visualizing or getting a feel for, you know, how a game's going to unfold as far as how many points. It's just I rarely ever bet totals. And I think as bettors, we have to understand our strengths and our weaknesses. And I'm just not I can't, you know, I'm pretty good at envisioning what I think a point spread should be and you know, who might have a chance to win the game or what have you. But totals are not my forte, so I don't really play them too much. If I had to guess in this Chargers-Jaguars game, I would lean towards the over. I think you're going to see the Jaguars show up with some offense today. And, you know, the Charger defense is pretty good. It's a little bit banged up, but I think Herbert can sling this ball all over the yard. I wouldn't be surprised if this one went over the total. Now, again, take that advice and go the other way because I just told you I'm not very good at totals.
That's how it always happens. It is what it is. But no, I think that the Chargers are just an interesting team to watch right now because obviously the expectation was Tyrod Taylor to go ahead to lead the way for that group. And then he obviously has the injury he has with his punctured lung. And then Justin Herbert steps in and has really done a really good job for a rookie thrust in the situation. He's been exciting to watch. He's been efficient. He's been making the big plays. So I think that'll be one to keep an eye on for sure.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate how he ended up getting that starting role, but I think eventually it's proven to show that it's what should be happening for the Los Angeles Chargers. And I'm with you. You probably saw a lot of him covering Mountain West and Pac-12 football out here on the West Coast, Stormy. But when Justin Herbert was at Oregon and now getting drafted by the Chargers, I've been a fan of this guy. And boy, has he really exploded on the scene in a big way. Some of the passes he threw against both the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New Orleans Saints for touchdowns. This guy really has a big arm and is very exciting. By the way, they lead the Jacksonville Jaguars 3-0. And the in-game line is Chargers by 8.5. So pretty much where we were prior to kickoff, maybe just a difference by about a point. The in-game total is 48.5. So if you're going to take my advice there and look towards the over in this ballgame, now would be the time with the in-game number at 48.5. San Francisco has moved to the favorite in their matchup, Stormy, in the in-game market. They are favored by 2.5 now over the New England Patriots as they have a 7-0 lead with about 8 minutes left in the first quarter. And then the Kansas City Chiefs have moved to 14.5 point favorites over the Denver Broncos with a 7-0 lead there. Also about 8 minutes left to go in that one. Denver coming back on offense now facing a 2nd and 10. And I tell you, with this weather that they have going in the Mile High City there, Denver's going to really have to crank it up or they could be in big trouble facing the powerful Kansas City Chiefs today.
Yeah, 100%. That'll be one we'll keep an eye on as things go along. And I got to just tell you, I'm so excited we have 4 games. The last week, it was 2 games in the afternoon. We were
That's
talking more about the
town.
CJ Cup, I felt like.
Yeah.
I knew
they were only going to have 2 afternoon games, so I said, I'm out of here. I'll leave this one up to Stormy and Wes.
And I'm so sorry your plans didn't go according to plan last weekend, too.
Yeah, of course, I went back to Gainesville, Florida to check out LSU against Florida. They didn't play the game, but no harm, no foul. We had a fantastic time, did some great outdoor activities, and got to see a little bit of the area. So time well spent with my son and, you know, a good week of college football, despite the fact that LSU and Florida did not play, and a good week of NFL football as well. And then, of course, you know, you had the baseball playoffs going on. And that's another thing, Stormy. Mm-hmm. Game five tonight for a 2-2 World Series tie between the Rays and the Dodgers. I'm fired up for that one coming up in about 3 hours.
Me too. Kershaw back on the mound. Obviously, the Dodgers won with that matchup in game one of the series. And we'll get to that in just a little bit. But when we do come back, expect to see some time with Mike Piranio, the director of the sportsbook here at the Mandalay Bay, coming up at some point very soon. Look forward to get his insight on some of the big tickets and what's going on around the book today. And, of course, keep you updated on all four games going on right now in NFL action. We might also do a little baseball, a little Monday Night Football preview. We'll see. Stay with us on the Green Zone presented by BetMGM on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Every game means something more at BetMGM Sports, and new customers have a chance to win $100 in free bets when they place a $1 wager on any pro football team to score a touchdown. Just sign up, make your first bet with bonus code VSIN100 to take advantage of this special offer. You're ready for showtime? Then you are ready for BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app today and use promo code VSIN100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on any pro football team to score a touchdown. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Nevada, or West Virginia only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. And the guy who actually hooked me up with the BetMGM app is with us here on the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. Mike Piranio, the director of the sportsbook here at Mandalay Bay, joins us now. Thanks so much. Brady Cannon, of course, with us as well over at our VSiN studio at the South Point. And busy day in the NFL today. Wanted to first just kind of get an idea of where the money was really flowing on this NFL Sunday.
Yeah, it's if you can't tell, I'm smiling under here. That Falcons game, and we had some changes with the Browns at the last plays of the game. So, and personally, it was good for me, too. So,
there you go.
This morning, it was kind of, we did all right this morning. We always need dogs, generally. We needed the Bengals. The Falcons didn't get there, but the Jets we needed, and the Steelers. So those were big decisions this morning. This afternoon, we're going to need the Cardinals, Broncos, and Jaguars. So, which I think Denver's doing okay. They're in scoring position almost. But it's a long ways to go. As you know, the NFL just ends on the last play. So.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. The Denver Broncos have third and goal as they trail the Kansas City Chiefs 7-0 in that one. The live line is currently frozen as the Denver Broncos try and punch one in and tie this game. The Las Vegas Raiders, by the way, just forced a punt for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They will get the ball back. They did add a field goal. They lead that one 10-7. You mentioned that Cleveland Browns Cincinnati Bengals game. What a wild game. And then it really comes down to the point spread in the very end. We saw the Browns open up as 3.5-point favorites. It got down to 3. And then this morning, some money came in on the Browns and pushed it all the way up to 4. I mean, did you get middled on this thing? How did that work out for the books with that missed extra point at the very end, making it fall on 3 rather than 4?
Yeah, and there was 4.5 some places. I don't think we ever went to 4.5, but there was some movement on that game even farther. So it's pretty tough to middle us. Usually we don't move the line unless we need it. And, once in a while we get middled. And to be honest with you, I myself and other people do this consistently to bet is play middles. And when you live in Las Vegas, you have lots of options, and it's easier to get those middles. But you can hit 1 out of 20 middles, you're making money, and it's some way of wagering that people don't often think about.
Yeah, an interesting dynamic for sure. And I know last time that we talked to you, we talked about the championship series and the Dodgers and the way that a lot of that money came in being here on the West Coast through Vegas. Of course, game 5 in the World Series today, Dodgers and Rays, series tied at 2 right now. Are you seeing a similar push toward the Dodgers?
Yeah, I mean, we have a huge liability if the Dodgers win. We're a West Coast state. We get a lot of traffic from California. But we did have a big better bet, $500K, on the Dodgers last night, so that made up for a little bit. And I tell you what, we really don't need the Dodgers to win, but we'll try to offset it as these games go down here by adjusting our lines so that we can maybe get some offset to on Tampa.
Yeah, I was on the Tampa Bay Rays last night, Mike, and we spoke with Jeff Stoneback, of course, yesterday, and he was saying, we really haven't won a baseball game yet. We're really hoping the Rays come through. I imagine that was a good one last night for BetMGM. What a fantastic finish, an outstanding baseball game. Postseason baseball is absolutely one of my favorites. So where is it tonight? Are you rooting for the Rays again this evening in Game 5?
Yeah, because of the liability on the series and the futures, we still need the Tampa Bay. It's pretty substantial. So any money we can get back in the process of this World Series, like last night when we had the big bet that we won, that's helpful for us. And, that's kind of baked into our lines and our odds, and we adjust them as we go. And what a game. That's probably the best World Series game I've seen. And I'm probably dating myself, but back since St. Louis Cardinals and Lou Brock and Curt Flood. So those are some big entertaining home runs they had last night.
No, that's a game I'm kind of getting chills just thinking back to it. It was a really fun one. And just because that game obviously was on Saturday, it was a pretty busy Saturday with college football, with UFC. Where was the books that day?
Yeah, we had an okay Saturday. The football was about even. We had some couple big bets on the Air Force San Jose State that we won, and we had a big bet on UNLV and the over. UNLV's over, and we won that. But that was all offset by every single favorite winning in the UFC, which is never good for a book.
Yeah,
anything with favorite and nothing but is not a good sentence.
I think that was 10-0-1. I think one was a draw or something like that. But
Oh, you're correct. Yeah.
Favorites absolutely cleaned house over on Fight Island in UFC 254. And pretty cool for Nurmagomedov to, win that fight and then announce the retirement, leave the gloves in the center of the octagon there. A pretty cool moment there, whatever side you were on in that bout. Want to update a situation here with the 49ers and the Patriots. Jimmy G just threw an interception. They were driving the ball on offense once again, but I believe it was Devin McCourty intercepted Jimmy G, and New England will go back on offense with just a couple of minutes left in the first quarter. Mike, you'll be happy to know that the Denver Broncos did get a touchdown. I don't know if they've attempted the extra point yet, but I'm still showing 7-6 here on the scoreboard, and JJ has just informed me that it was no good. Not surprising in that weather that they're having up there in Denver. So 7-6, the Kansas City Chiefs lead the Denver Broncos, and still 8.5 in the in-game wagering at BetMGM.
Yeah, that's a good sign. At least the Broncos got on the board. When we need an underdog like that, it's important to get points early. It gives you a big cushion because, as you can tell in these games, nothing matters until the last 15, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 1 second.
Yeah. 100%. And I'm just still laughing about what you said with the UFC favorites yesterday. I'm glad, though, that Brady, that you and I, our San Diego State connection, could help with the over yesterday, even though all that game was coming through UNLV. We tried to help.
Well, I tell you what, UNLV, I've tried to get some books in town to give it to me. I want to bet UNLV to win the national championship sometime in the next 10 years because they will be in the Pac-12, and they will also be very good when they start recruiting to the stadium and the pros that watch them when they play. Both the Raiders and the other opposing teams will be watching the UNLV players, and they should be able to recruit to that 10 years from now. Someone give me 1,000 to 1.
Is there going to be another conference realignment I don't know about?
I don't have inside information, but as good as we're going to be, they'll want us in there.
Okay, there we go.
I mean, it'll be 16 teams, or they'll still call it the Pac-12.
I think those are great points that you make, Mike, and I completely agree with you that the new stadium is going to be a big recruiting draw for the UNLV Running Rebels. I know a couple of guys over here, Vinny Maliulo and Jimmy Vaccaro, that would probably take that bet for you. They are seasoned bookmakers, if you will.
I'm heading out there after this.
There you go. Have there been any big tickets that have come in today specifically? I know you talked about 500,000 coming in yesterday, but what about today?
Not so far. It's been a little calm. What's interesting, though, is we've had some big payouts because we have huge UFC parlays hitting. You know, people are betting UFC. UFC's kind of different. People will parlay the favorites, but if they come up to bet a straight action and it's minus 600 on a fighter, they'll go, no, I don't want to do that. Give me the other side. So they don't care about really who they're betting. They just want the money on the underdog. But it seems like on parlays, people can't pull that trigger on underdogs.
Derek Carr scrambling and is taken down on 2nd and 1, about 9.5 minutes left to go in the second half there. The Raiders hanging on to a 10-7 lead. Cam Newton and the New England Patriots facing 1st and 10 from the 49ers, roughly 28-yard line. And Newton goes on a sneak to gain a couple of yards, just a minute left in the first quarter. The New England Patriots trailing the San Francisco 49ers 7-0. Still 3-0 in favor of the Los Angeles Chargers over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Not a lot of scoring going on there. And still 7-6 with the Chiefs leading the Denver Broncos. The Chiefs back on offense, and it looks like they may have gone to the end of the first quarter there in Denver. Mike, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy your evening. And you said no big bets on Game 5 for the World Series yet, correct?
Not yet. It's not surprising. Maybe he'll come back and double up on that bet. So
hey, now. There you go.
We'll see.
I wouldn't be mad at it. That's so crazy to me that, like, I don't know. I get really excited when I see those big tickets come in because you know how much is riding, you know how much is on the line, and you know what's at stake.
Yeah.
You're right. I imagine the three of us don't have $500,000 to throw around on a baseball bet.
After UNLV wins the championship, I will.
Yeah, I was like, after all my parlays hit today.
There you go.
I only did 3 10-teamers, so no, I'm just kidding. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Stormy, are you back in Clayton Kershaw tonight, Stormy?
I am. That's kind of where I'm going. I haven't officially placed my bet yet, but we're coming in soon. That's what I was going to do maybe in our next break, was kind of actually put my money where my mouth is because I do believe in the Dodgers tonight. I hate saying it. I'm sorry.
I'm a Dodger fan, so.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So you understand why the money comes through here then. Awesome stuff. Really appreciate the time. It's Mike Ferrano, the director here of the Sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay. Stormy Bonantoni and Brady Cannon will be back with you in just a little bit on The Green Zone presented by BetMGM.